Life on Snob Hill. I just joined the neighborhood, found a wonderful house on a quiet block. My friend Mara May says the neighborhood's the kind with white people's problems. The two of us are old hippies who've lived years of our lives without running water, indoor bathrooms, or more than 35 cents to buy milk. We sometimes marvel that we're in a neighborhood of swanky homes and drive cars that actually start. Sometimes I need to be reminded I'm no longer on the farm. As spring came along, a few stray wild mustard plants sprouted in my yard. Then a few more. I wasn't worried. They're great in a salad, nice and peppery. There was plenty of stuff to do other than yard work. I was unpacking books and trying to get some writing done. One morning I came out and half the mustard was gone. My neighbor next door, whose yard looks like it's groomed with tweezers, let me know she had pulled my weeds. Stricken with guilt, I thanked her, mumbling about mustard plants and how bees like the little yellow flowers. Though these were somewhat past their prime, I thought about mustard honey. "See," she said, "nice and easy when the ground is damp," showing me how it should be done by pulling more. "Oh, okay, thanks. I'll get on it soon." I ran for the house. Later, my husband Arthur and I left for the weekend. Mara May came to check on things and feed our dog. Our neighbor Barry was bent over pulling the rest of the weeds. Barry and Robert, his partner, live across the street in the prettiest and most beautifully landscaped house on the block. "Wow, you must be the Mara May realized what she was about to say might be misconstrued, but couldn't think of any way out of the sentence. "Fairy godfather helping pull George's weeds." Barry laughed, then said, alarmed, "I hope she won't mind. I know Arthur has some physical limitations and I wanted to help." She reassured him it would be fine and told me the story later. By then there were only a handful of the weeds left, which I pulled to the approval of my neighbor who had given me lessons on how to do it. On my son's birthday, I offered to take him to lunch at a restaurant of his choice. He chose an industrial chic place in the neighborhood with corrugated steel walls, a menu of locally grown vegetables, gluten-free sweets, and organic beer and wine. Very hip. I ordered locally raised ham and Swiss on gluten-free rye with a side of coleslaw made with five different shades of cabbage. It looked amazing. As I bit into the sandwich, a familiar zing hit my palate. Mustard. The greens on my $12 sandwich were just like the ones in my yard. Arthur says next year we should grow them as a crop and make a little money on the side. Backyard only, though.